Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
The overall goal is we want law and order.
For 8 years, President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden couldn't get it done.
Black Lives Matter now enjoys almost complete immunity from criticism.
Is America systemically racist?
Of course not.
I have said to the protesters on a number of occasions, you should be wearing masks.
Vote while you're homeschooling. Vote while you're having breakfast. Vote without your pants on.
We gotta, it's just, yeah. But you gotta, I mean.
You just gotta get it, just vote, no matter what you do. It doesn't matter how you're dressed.
It's that simple.
That's it.
You just gotta, it's gotta.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. Glad you're with us. Beautiful day outside. A little chill in the air today. It was kind of nice. That was a shock, again, to walk out the door.
Last night was beautiful. Nice this morning.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Mid-June. This is a global cooling. Give me more. I'm just saying. This is nice. Our property values are going to go up. It's going to be like living in San Diego or something. Maybe we should.
I do like San Diego.
Yeah.
To visit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You don't want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Can't
it's California. It's the crazies in California this morning. Hey, glad that you're with us. Lots happened yesterday after the show ended. A couple of big Supreme Court decisions. The FDA deciding that they're going to ban the use of hydroxychloroquine for anything related to COVID. I guess there's still a couple of off-label uses you can use it for. But that this is crazy, folks. I mean, honestly, where they've gone with this, after we talked to a local doctor who told us he had a 100% success rate treating the victims of COVID in a local nursing home here. 100% recovery rate. I don't know where else they've done that in the country. And yeah, now the FDA says you can't use it. I mean, honestly, it's crazy. We're going to have to get Dr. Crawford on here again and ask his opinion on that. He had trouble getting it to begin with. If you missed that interview, by the way, it's up on the website, 971talk.com/Cox. It's on the Facebook page, The Mark Cox Show, there on Facebook. So be sure and check that out. Bottom of the hour, we are going to get to Mark Walters, host of Armed America Radio, because it is 2A Tuesday, and there were one of the most glaring things the Supreme Court did yesterday was decline to consider as many as 6 or 7 different gun cases. We were really surprised by that. I'm going to talk to Mark Walters about that as well when we get back here at the bottom of the hour. So be sure and stay tuned for that. Right now, though, we got somebody who's kind of a big deal.
Traveling on the road, diners in Orlando, Miami, really manly. That has nothing to do with the conversation. I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. 3, 2, 1.
Battle Hawk.
Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends. He was up early this morning. And Todd, how are you?
DVR it. Just DVR it.
DVR it.
DVR it. I want that added to the thing now. That's the latest.
Fox
the
and DVR Friends
DVR push
first.
That I am on. Yeah.
Yeah.
DVR it.
Yeah.
So the great news is since last we spoke, anybody can say anything about anything they want. And they won't get in trouble. How great is that?
Isn't that great? It's America. That almost sounds American. That's a great concept.
Beautiful.
You also now can't wear anything you want anymore either. I mean, I was just talking about the Oklahoma State situation where some of the players are calling for a coach to be fired because he was wearing a T-shirt, of a cable news competitor of Fox, OAN. So,
yeah, let's not forget, this is the coach that basically gave you a free college education.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know Coach Gundy, I think is his last name. But the university is promising a full investigation if it was anything offensive to anybody in any way. So much for free speech.
Let's not forget, I don't want this to obscure the number one thing involving Mike Gundy, which is that amazing press conference he gave now over 10 years ago when he announced, "I'm a man, I'm 40.
I don't remember that.
Oh,
how can I not remember that?
You can find it online. You can find it online. I'm a man. I'm 40. it's a beautiful moment, I'm telling you. And again, if you're looking to add a third thing or second thing to the open, that is a clip that I want associated with me because, again, I am officially in the 40-year-old range now.
Oh.
Some might even say 42, although – I would accuse those people of defamatory speech.
That's 40 something, you know.
You're
very close
right.
to mid 40s there, I think. So.
Stop it right now, Mark Cox.
Well, happy birthday. When was your birthday, Todd?
It was in March.
Oh, okay. All right. So I thought maybe I'd missed it this weekend
we're
or something.
A little late.
Nope.
You know, I'm glad we got you on here this morning. I know you've been covering these stories across the country, but We've seen in Albuquerque, I believe it was Albuquerque overnight, where they had the statue. People were trying to tear down a statue of a Spanish conquistador in Albuquerque, New Mexico. There were some militia members there, from what I'm reading in this story on Fox, who apparently some shots were fired. Somebody ended up being shot. But I don't think when I read the story this morning, it was completely clear who shot who or why.
Right.
Why are we tearing down statues of Spanish conquistadors?
Because we're tearing down statues of everything. They want to tear down a statue of Abraham Lincoln in Boston.
Wow.
Abraham Lincoln.
I'm fascinated by this. We've removed all the Civil War monuments we had here in our Forest Park a couple years ago. The mayor did. At least she hid them. She put them in storage somewhere. It's an attempt to erase and deny part of our history. I mean, there's nothing we can do to go back and change it. I don't know why the sight of something like that is so offensive. Put it in a museum or something and use it as a teachable moment.
And that's what so many people are saying right now, but that is getting caught up in the calls that we're seeing, It's almost like you're dealing with a child, and when you demonstrate some sort of weakness to the child, they see there's an opportunity, and they take it, and they push for more. When people apologize for seemingly innocuous things, the cancel culture goes after more, and that's exactly what's happening right now across the country, and people really aren't standing up. We're in a situation that we're in right now. And I think this goes back to what's happening in your schools. Not your schools, Mark. I know you have a series of schools that you run and operate throughout the greater Missouri area. But I mean the nation's schools. And it's, I joke that I'm 42, but that was a lifetime ago compared to what's happening in schools now. I have a very good friend who is uber liberal. And he was complaining to me about what is happening in the school where he teaches. He says, it's insanity. He goes, I'm a liberal person. I agree with every tenet of liberalism, but what I'm seeing in this cancel culture within a high school wall and how the teachers operate, how the administration operates, it's just beyond belief. And I think that underscores the problem. Like, we can all have our different beliefs. That's America. That's how we have the country that we have, good, bad, and otherwise. But the cancel culture is against free speech. It's against the Constitution. It's against the Bill of Rights. It's against America.
Well, you know, I'm surprised by it. I've seen the attacks on Tucker Carlson and by these people who, you know, they basically want to him to be shut down for giving his opinion. And I'm stunned by that. I had Horace Cooper on here yesterday from Project 21 in the National Center talking about this effort to silence voices that we disagree with. And I hate to get back to the Mike Gundy thing again, but you should be able to wear any T-shirt you want that's as offensive as you want in America. That's kind of why we created this space. And now we're in this cancel culture. You can't do that. You can't have a dissenting opinion. You can't alter it at all, or they're just going to shut you down. It's disheartening, is what it is.
I don't see it going back. Who knows what schools are going to be doing going forward? And you know, it's because we baby people in these schools, and we, by and large, you know, if you don't like something that is said, albeit even if it's from history, you can dispute it. I mean, I don't watch the History Channel and say, no, that's not right. You know, it's history. It's like sort of saying, I don't like this math. It's wrong. No, these are bygone facts. You can't change this stuff. And, you know, we've given people the ability to say they can change things that they don't agree with. Well, I mean, you can change the way certain things are going forward. Like, you know, let's say we can change how we police. You know, that's something that is on the table. You can't change something that happened in the 1800s.
You can't at all. And you know, here we are. It's funny. Here we are, a little inside radio while we're talking to you. One of our listeners sent me the clip of Mike Gundy, his I'm a Man video rant, and I'm afraid to play it with the audio up without checking it first.
I have it.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me.
Basically, what was happening was he was attacking a journalist. I shouldn't use that phrase. That was wrong. He was commenting on a journalist writing a story about a player, and he thought it was unfair to the player. He was saying, like, look, you know, write about me. I'm the one that's paid here. I'm the adult in the room. You know, this kid's just trying his best, trying to learn the position, trying to become a good I guess the kid was a good kid and he was trying to protect him. And, you know, that's what a coach is supposed to do. Coach is supposed to take the hits and, you know, so the players can play. So that's the underlying thing there. But it was amazing comedy.
I want a repeat of that. I want him to come out and hold a news conference on this T-shirt, wear the T-shirt, and talk about why he's a man and he can wear any T-shirt he wants to. That's it.
Yeah.
What we need next. It'll
be different if the Oklahoma State Athletic department, you know, says, I'm going to be taking away your money.
Yeah, I think you're right.
There we go. Now, you know, fortunately, so far, you know, my employer hasn't fallen victim to that. You know, Tucker's still on air and still getting record ratings. So
that's true.
So there we go.
Yeah. I'm glad you pointed that out. Hey, you know, you covering this story, and I know that you're not back in studio yet. Are you? Are you not back in studio?
I am not.
You are not yet.
I am still in the confines of the Connecticut Bureau.
So good for you, though, because I see where New York City announced they're disbanding their anti-crime unit because clearly they've fixed the crime problem in New York and they don't need it anymore, right?
All set. Everything's perfect.
I thought so.
Everything's perfect. Everything's great. There are no criminals. Everybody is on the up and up. Instead of mugging you, it turns out the people on the street, when they come up to you, they're actually putting money in your pocket.
Wow.
So amazing.
Wow. I got to go back to Times Square soon. I can't believe it. That's amazing. You know, we were talking earlier about David Dinkins, the former mayor of New York, and what a mess the place was. The headline said rotten apple when he left office. And in goes a guy named Rudy Giuliani who changed the place, right? I think Tim Jones earlier said he turned it into an adult playground, and Times Square got cleaned up, and the crime rate started falling and all of that stuff. And here we are. It's almost like going full cycle. We're going to go right back to where we were, I'm afraid.
I mean, I grew up outside the city. I didn't go in that place for my first 12, 14 years of life. And then, I'm not joking. I'm absolutely not joking. I went to one Ranger game with my dad, and my dad's like, nope, never going back. And then Ben Giuliani came in and really cleaned up that place. And instead of all the bad stuff, like you said, in Times Square, they added, hey, Broadway. And they added a number of family-friendly things. And there you go. And then the city was great there, had a really strong run. And then Mayor de Blasio happened. And now we're going back to the 70s and 80s. And that's not good for anybody. It just isn't. And the city's going to suffer. You're going to see.
I remember in about 1985, I took a trip to New York City for New Year's Eve and walked into Times Square. And on one corner, a couple of corners within Times Square, there were still like these seedy strip joints right there, right? Like right on Times Square. And there were homeless people all over the place, and you thought you were going to get mugged as you walked through there. And honestly, all of that, it looks like Hollywood now in the middle of Times Square. It's amazing what they've done up there. And now Giuliani is criticized for the methods he used, and we need to relax this. It's just all insanity. I hope that people realize what they're in for.
I don't think that they do, and no. I think you're going to see big problems in the Big Apple.
Yeah,
that was pretty TV. You're going to see big problems in the Big Apple. That was impressive.
Todd Pyro, Fox News. You're supposed to tag that out like you're doing a stand-up. See.
You know where you can get more of that? If you DVR the program, 4 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. In the Central Time Zone.
Well done, sir. Well done. Good promo there. We appreciate that. Fox and Friends first with Jillian. Now, you just filling in, or are you getting ready to take over for Rob?
I do whatever they need. It wouldn't be taking over for Rob. Rob does the 5A. I'm here for whatever people need. If my assignment is to broadcast an entire newscast from my house, I will. If my assignment is to travel the world, once we are able to travel the world again, I will do that. I am the most malleable person in America. I'll do whatever you need.
I like it. And here's the thing, though, Todd. I think they need to send you to a diner in Tulsa, because clearly, if a million people can gather and listen to the president, you can go talk to people while they eat their eggs.
Yeah, are they allowed to have diners in Tulsa? I don't, you know, I should know every single state by heart and their changes. I barely know my own state. I go to my wife. What can I get a haircut?
Yeah.
Where can we go? Can I leave the house today? It's obviously changing, but I do miss the diners. I'm not going to lie. They are fun, and I'm looking forward to at some point in whenever, you know, hopefully getting back to them, because they're fun. That's how you get the pulse of the people.
It sounds good, my friend. Listen, Todd, we appreciate you. Be safe.
You too. Enjoy.
We will. We'll talk to you soon. Todd Pyro,
yes,
Fox
sir.
And Friends there. Always great to get him on at Todd Pyro on Twitter. And, I'm glad he brought up the Gundy thing. I remember that rant now. I just didn't remember it was Mike Gundy, coach at Oklahoma State, giving him hell about somebody criticizing one of his players.
Mm-hmm.
Now one of his players wants him fired for a T-shirt that he wore. Honestly.
He was not happy about that shirt.
I guess. I honestly went on Twitter. I tried to go to the OAN site today to buy myself a T-shirt. The site has crashed. You can't get on their site. And apparently, according to Twitter, they're completely sold out of the T-shirts.
Oh, really?
It's a great marketing ploy.
I'm not surprised that Mark was trying to buy an OAN
$9.95 for an OAN T-shirt. I need to have one of those. Don't you think?
That's a steal.
I think we might know somebody.
We do. Maybe we can get our friend Richie to print some of those up on the side. You listening this morning, Richie? Just a thought. I know there's probably some trademark involved there, but
I would imagine.
I think she was talking about Chanel, weren't
yes.
you?
Oh, yes. We'll get Chanel Rion on here as well. How about
as
that
soon
from
as we
One
can.
American News? We're working on that as we speak. Quick break. 2A Tuesday, we'll talk about the lack of Supreme Court action on gun laws.